Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we had some guests lined up today, but I've canceled them. So I have plenty of time to cover the important news going on here in the U.S. and England, in the Middle East, and around the world. And so we also will have plenty of time to have wide open phones today. And you're welcome to call in about the American Union now being formalized and publicly set up. You're welcome to talk about all the new census data that most major U.S. cities are majority foreigner. And the majority of the outlanders, of course, on top of it, are illegal aliens. So the biggest group in every major U.S. city is illegal aliens. And the vast majority is foreigners. Great plan by the New World Order to break down the United States. It is their stated public plan, and they're doing an excellent job. Also, we need to talk about how it's finally gotten big attention by, you know, the Alan Combs radio show and Fox TV and major newspapers and publications and thousands of blogs. Thanks to you, the listeners of this broadcast, my second warning in 5 years of imminent government-sponsored terror attack has really gotten more attention than I hoped and prayed it would. And we're not out of the woods yet, but if this continues at its current rate, and the attention, by the way, started waning yesterday. There's still a lot of attention on it, but it got a 3-day spike of mega attention on the web. If you can continue that attention on this report, if you can continue to get people talking about it, we may be able, just may be able, to back the globalists off from launching a staged terror attack in the United States. I mean, if they stage one now in the next 2 months, and I'm even on the record on Fox National Television with my prediction and our analysis and the articles that Paul Watson has written about it, and the articles that you, again, literally hundreds of websites and thousands of blogs and message boards, it's going to, from day one, solidify the people's view to investigate it and to look at it from the beginning skeptically as a false flag government terror operation. So I didn't thank you enough yesterday for the amazing amount of attention that this has gotten. I frankly have gotten to the point where I like seeing other people get attention. I like seeing other people make award-winning films that get more attention than I do, because it is, quite frankly, a dangerous, very dangerous position to be in out on the front, the tip of the spear, frankly, carrying, in many respects, the banner of the 9/11 truth movement and the truth movement itself. It is not a mantle I want. I've had to come out on air before and, you know, state the fact that I am carrying it when enemy agents have been out on the airwaves claiming they're the leaders of the 9/11 truth movement, and that we should just all go home and go to sleep and not be involved in it anymore, that that the movement is basically non-existent. I mean, whether they're enemy agents on the payroll or unconsciously just stupid people or bad people or so arrogant that if they can't lead it and control it, they don't want it to exist. Regardless, those type of individuals must be stood up against and must be resisted. So that's why I've made the statements that sound incredibly arrogant, that I'm the father of the 9/11 truth movement, that I'm the leader of the 9/11 truth movement. I don't like being in that position. I don't enjoy being in that position. It's a certain type of melancholy. You can feel the wings of death flapping around my neck when I realize that it is the truth. We'll be right back.
It's year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odor are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. It, you'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Another former senior CIA analyst came out over the weekend. I never even got to this on Monday and Tuesday, and said, stop belittling the theories about September 11th. Bill Christensen, and he's writing for the Journal of 9/11 Scholars, where hundreds of individuals from different fields of academia, different disciplines, are researching and exposing different facets of the false flag, government-sponsored terror attacks of September 11th, almost 5 years ago, that were meant to bring down our constitutional republic and launch the imperial war of global domination. And so later today, this isn't the top of my stack, I'm going to get into the story he's written. We talked to him yesterday. He said he's not doing interviews for the next month. He's busy doing more 9/11 research many hours a day and writing scholarly dissertations, reports. But he said that as soon as he is ready, he will come on our show first. So look for that. And every few days, more and more respected heads of their fields go public and say, look, I didn't believe it. I'd heard people talk about it. I finally investigated it. And this isn't a joke. This is true. This really happened. The globalists are counting on you to be like that 30% of the American people, who happen to be, 45 to 65, who don't even know what year 9/11 happened. Also, there is a London Guardian report today, and there are several of these in the mainstream press in the Western world in the last day. People are definitely skeptical. And this is a London Guardian report where they're reporting that many people, a large portion of the British people, when asked on the street, believe this is all staged. And I have several of these reports here where even reporters that believe the official fairy tales are saying, well, the government's been wrong about all these other terror alerts, and it looks like they're doing it again. And people are going, wait a minute, it turned out that was staged in Miami. Wait a minute, it turns out that was staged in Toronto. Well, wait a minute, 2.5 months ago, they had that raid in London, and it turned out that was totally innocent people. No weapons were found, no plans were found. The government announced at first they had, but then it turned out they were just lying. It's like someone's found with Vaseline and a little tool kit with a screwdriver, and they shut down flights and turn them around and fly them back. Or somebody's found to have a cell phone on a London-bound flight to the U.S. and everybody panics. You know, they don't take it away. They don't turn it off. They don't do anything like that until the person gets back. No, no, no. So I'm going to get into all of that as well. Again, if you just joined us, we don't have any guests today. I love great guests. They have wonderful insight and help us see things from different angles and different perspectives. But at the same time, I get frustrated when I'm not really able to take calls, or when I do try to take calls and, you know, we got 15 people on hold, and they've been holding so long, they don't have their thoughts together when I finally go to them, and they, you know, sound like buffoons. Really, we do have better callers when I do take a lot of calls and go to you quickly, and we get to get a lot of new listeners who haven't been able to ever call in, get to get on board. And so I will say today that I would like first-time callers. Now, if you haven't called in a month or more, you can call. But I just want to give people who aren't regulars, though I love our regulars, I do this every few weeks, I want to give people who are first-time callers or who rarely call a chance to join us on air. And the toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. But before we get into the news and take your calls, I want to try to start the broadcast a little bit different today. Do something a little bit different today. And to start the broadcast off in a little bit different fashion, a little bit different way, maybe I should just tell you about my day. I normally go to bed about 2 a.m. after working, and wake up about 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning, sometimes 6 a.m. to do radio interviews or to go eat a little breakfast and see my children for an hour and then go to work by about 8, 9 o'clock. And then I sit there and read, I don't know, 30, 40 articles in their entirety, scan over another 50 or so, print them off so I have a hard copy of them. And then I come into the office about 10 o'clock and try to tell people what to do for the day or find out what they're working on and get their ideas. Then I shuffle in here about 2 minutes before airtime with a big stack of news that I generally only cover about 10-15% of. Some days I cover more. Some days I cover none of it. And just descend into ranting and taking phone calls and having guests on. And I'm always frustrated at the end of the day because there's so many things and issues I bring up that I just kind of hit a few buzzwords on and move on without ever really breaking them down to their basic parts. I'll get up here and I'll say, making women drink their own breast milk and searching old ladies and searching World War II vets with oxygen tanks, something I think we've all seen who fly a lot or fly more than average. That isn't about keeping us safe from terror. That's about training us to be slaves and training us to be humiliated and training us to line up against the wall like this was Nazi Germany. And I saw Governor Ridge on C-SPAN say it, and it's in the documents. Then I move on. But I could, for hours, I could print all the articles, the documents. I could go get the transcript of Ridge. I could even go pull the videotape of it and have my staff spend hours grabbing the clips. And I could do a whole show about just that issue. And I start thinking, you know, maybe I should just dedicate each broadcast to one subject, one item, kind of like I did with the JFK assassination for 2 hours with Jim Mars a few weeks ago. That was our most listened to broadcast, just off of web traffic ratings and other few indicators we use that those indices then match AM and FM data we're able to occasionally get. But it's a good benchmark. And then, of course, we had the latest terror alerts, and then we hit the dwarfed any previous record on the Internet. We're hitting new plateaus, new levels just every week or so now. It's exponentially growing, which, again, is invigorating and dynamic and exciting, but also dangerous to be this deep in enemy territory, to be piercing, to be trailblazing, to be actually savaging their operations and force multiplying and defeating them. It's well, we're at the point of no return, to say the least. But I digress. But this really struck me last night. A major news reporter for a major television station, that's all I'm going to say, who many of you would know, listeners. I got this call yesterday, so I call up and I'm talking to this person in the newsroom, and he's saying, you know, I didn't really believe the stuff you were covering. It's the same conversation I have every day with other people, with police on the streets or school teachers or auto mechanics or doctors, whatever. Or, you know, Marine Corps generals, retired generals. You know, just it's a daily occurrence now. I used to think you were a nut, but I took your challenge up and I checked into it and I found out it was true. But obviously I can't tell anybody. I know it's true, but I know from enough people I've talked to that you can be trusted not to tell anybody that you've talked to me. And I just want you to know that the type of footage I see that's brought in by the reporters, and I want to tell you some of the footage I've seen the last few days. It is TSA, and they changed their name a few months ago, but the feds are doing that to really confuse people. But the airport screeners, the Homeland Security screeners, that's what it's all under. They literally are at airports around the country, and they he said he's going to send me some of this footage, because they won't air it. Screaming at people, hatefully shoving on women. It's like what you'd expect people being delivered to a concentration camp would be treated like. I mean, you know, you see the movies where the people get off the bus at the prison, and the captain of the guards comes out and starts, you know, yelling at them and telling them, basically, your lives are over. He said it was worse than that. And obviously, then all they're allowed to run with their producers and head people is the one or two people they interview out of hundreds that say that they love it and think it's great. I mean, literally just screaming and yelling at people, and I've already had it happen to me, and I haven't flown in a few months. Again, they know what they're doing. And, of course, the moron screener doesn't know that. I mean, anybody who was a good screener couldn't keep their job over a long period of time because it would be just too, you know, the humanity of violating people and knowing subconsciously you're doing something that does absolutely nothing to keep anyone safe. You know, I mean, there are some good screeners, and they're the few that are nice and friendly, and I've run into them, but most of them are the individuals who get off on it. It's just the primitive ego of dominating someone over and over again. A normal person who's had some success in their life and who's had some love in their life. And that's why I love that U2 song. What's the exact words? You won't give me any love, and you act like you've never had any love. Or there I am butchering it. But I mean, that's just these. I feel sorry for him, actually. It doesn't even really bother me now. In the past, it would humiliate me. But now I just look at like a zombie robo android slave. They're not really a human being. They're just a programmed moron. But you know what? I'm going to spend time on this. As long as it takes, I'm going to go into because this airport screening is key. This is a gateway into a whole new world. So I'm going to spend time on it and take your calls and cover the news.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Senate committee investigations in the 1960s called the international communist movement the greatest conspiracy the world has ever witnessed? They said the communists had infiltrated into high government offices in the State Department and also advisors to presidents. Did you know that the communist infiltration successfully stopped all FBI investigations into their secret activities? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Again, my frustration is that my gift, if I have any gift, I'm just an average person, is that I can collate data and then hold it in my mind and see the big picture with that data strung together as a clear picture. And really, studying criminology and history and talking to a lot of detectives and police and others, that's really just good old-fashioned police work. That's what a detective in the past would do. They really destroyed police work in this country, and it doesn't really exist anymore. But in police work, you would look at a big picture and look for a pattern and find out what's happening. But my job's even easier. The globalists, the crime syndicate controllers, the dehumanizers, whatever name you want to give them, the ruling criminal elite, they are scientifically funding with hundreds of billions of dollars. I mean, that's no exaggeration. DARPA, the Defense Department, every major federal department spends hundreds of millions, the Pentagon spends billions, every year since the 30s, back when it was the Department of War, the War Department, on studying just little facets of the human brain and reactions. I mean, government figured out, really, 100 years ago, what dictators and ruling systems had already done instinctively, ways to manipulate populations. They really codified and canonized and put into real volumes. And from there, it's just got more and more sophisticated. And so it's really frustrating and humiliating and very angry. I'm very angry that, I actually read some of these books and some of these publications, and I'll go to the library and pull old British psychological warfare manuals from the 50s and read them, scan through them. And, man, you read this stuff, it's exactly what's on the nightly news. I mean, it's what's in the advertisements. It's anything that's highbrow and sophisticated. It hasn't come to Genesis radio and Genesis commercials. But people kind of like that in a way. I think people instinctively recognize it's just straight-up stuff. But you listen to fancy national radio, you'll hear some of the tricks from the bigger ad agencies. And again, they're not approaching all of this from a standpoint at that level of, oh, we're just, evil controlling people. No, this is just the basic handbooks, and they've taken all of the language out of it, that makes it sound maniacal, megalomaniacal, and just state it like it's no big deal. And so really what I want you to do out there is to really consciously not believe me, go research what I've said, find out it's true, and frankly much worse, again, it's impossible to articulate how big this is, the picture I'm seeing, and then when you realize that there is really a cold-blooded elite openly calling you slaves, openly scientifically funding, billions a year on how to flicker a television set to mesmerize you and get you into a suggestive mood. I don't have to read government documents. I mean, I've been given tours of the UT psychology department, almost the entire thing dedicated to public mind control. I mean, I've been in there multiple times. And it's unbelievable. And there's many areas I wasn't allowed into. A lot of it's classified, but I was let in there by a senior individual over there, and I couldn't believe it. I mean, in each laboratory, very little of it's actually for students. Most of it's just for professors being funded in research. And in almost every laboratory, it has a DARPA, sign inside the name of the project, who's funding it, and it was all the military. And, I mean, it's all how to control you. I mean, how to flicker TV sets and how to mesmerize you and how to, you'll see ads on TV for, I forget what the new ad is. I've watched very little television, but every ad I see is like this where the guy's talking about some company in the background. There's somebody in a lobster outfit stumbling around falling down. And I could go into, I can organically tell you the psychology behind that. Just from studying human nature and just seeing it. And now I can see that in a lot of the ads. Because it gets into a whole sophisticated realm of just one school of manipulation. Then I see ads that are combining whole strata, different strata together, different systems. And there's subliminals on television, there's flashing, there's numbers, there's letters, and that's all come out in the news. And I mean, we're under total attack. And that's why you try to talk to somebody who's a wannabe blue blood, making $200,000 a year, and they think they're part of the system, and they're watching 2 hours of Fox TV every night. And my God, I can look at Fox TV and see all the subliminals in the background of the green and blue, and I can go read industry publications where they admit that subliminal. I mean, it's not even denied. And I mean, my God, but you try to talk to one of these yuppie wannabe creatures, and then they'll just laugh. Oh, yeah, there's subliminals, Alex. And I'm like, no, it's admitted. But the point is, I'm going to come back and I'm going to get into the airports. Because that's just one little facet of the programming And there's some facets I haven't gotten into.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU, that's 888-8-XANADU, and ask for George.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Former top British ambassador. Kevin just set him up for Monday. I'm trying to switch it to Friday. We got Gail and Ross in studio, but we can still have another guest on coming up in a few days. And this British ambassador has written a big article about the British government and others being involved in terrorism. Former British ambassador. And he also is writing a huge article for the Washington Post, supposedly coming out on Sunday. That's what he just told Kevin seconds ago. During the break, he just hung up with him, and I was talking to Kevin just about a minute ago now. So we'll get into his report as well that I have here in front of me coming up in a little while after we take some of your calls. And for those that did just join us, again, I'm really excited that the listeners of this broadcast took action. I want to thank you. Continue to take action. On my alert of last Thursday, where I predicted, barring a huge, quote, gargantuan effort by the American people and the people of the world to expose government false flag terror and 9/11, that we are going to have a huge terror attack in the next 2 months by late October, here in the United States or England, as a pretext to kick off World War III. Though White House officials are now leaking to Cy Hirsch that Bush was basically ordering Israel through Dick Cheney in a meeting they had to go ahead and attack Lebanon and use any pretext to invade as a curtain raiser on the war for World War III, for a widening event. That coming out hurts the neocons. The fact that even Fox News has covered my alert, where I've clearly stated that they will stage a terror attack unless we get the word out, that is hurting them. Literally thousands of blogs and websites have picked up on the alert. Many of you have written your own reports. Many other journalists picked up on my story and wrote their own variants of it, like Mr. Chin at opednews.com, one of the best I saw, as I mentioned yesterday. So all of this is happening out there, and you guys have, and gals have really gotten busy. And to see us actually fighting toe-to-toe with the New World Order, to see you actually giving them a run for their money, I can only commend you from the bottom of my heart. That is so exciting. Now, just briefly before I go to all of these calls, I do want to just briefly get into what's happening at the airports, the humiliation, the pointlessness of it. We've seen these different reports that come out that are just absolutely ridiculous. We wonder, why does Homeland Security go to Puffer Belly Toys in St. Helen, Oregon, just miles away from Mount St. Helen, the little town there in the shadow of Mount St. Helen? This happened 3 years ago. And why do they tell her, we could charge you with terrorism because you're selling magic cubes that are knockoffs of Rubik's cubes? And she said, well, where's the complaint from the company? The patent's up on these. I don't manufacture these. These are in, we interviewed her, and it was in the Associated Press and the Oregonian and the Seattle Times. But we interviewed her, but it was all in the news. And she said, well, where's a warrant? Where's an order? Where's a complaint? I buy these from a major distributor. And they said, shut up. Don't tell anyone we've come here. Don't ever sell these. She had 10 cubes, little Rubik's cubes. Don't ever sell these again, or you'll be arrested. And you're not allowed to tell anyone we were here. And they gave the section of the Patriot Act, you're not allowed to tell anyone in a terrorism investigation. She said, but this isn't terror. And they said, yes, it is. They said, infrastructure protection, copyright, everything is terror. Trademark, everything. This is word for word what she said on our show and what she told the newspapers. And she wasn't a complete fool. The children growing up in the public schools will accept this. They are already under this, where you write about your Marine Corps daddy who's a captain and you talk about the gun he has and you're arrested. Or you bring in plastic knives. You bring in plastic knives into school as you're graduating as a senior and you happen to be the valedictorian in one of the countless cases. I'm going to stop right there. Aaron, for some reason in my stack I don't have that British ambassador story. Paul wrote it yesterday, but it was also in the London Guardian. I was thumbing through here, and I wanted to get to that, and I was looking. Somehow I didn't get it in my stack. It's like yesterday's news. Came out last night. British ambassador, false flag terror, I think. Something like that's the headline. Will you print that and bring it in to me? Sorry. I'm a little flustered today because I'm trying to be calm and just really go over everything I want to discuss. And I did something different this morning. Earlier I was going to get into that. Instead of getting ready for the radio show, I just said, well, I think I'll take my children to the park. And I sat there under an oak tree with a golden summer light around me. It gets up to about 105 here every day, but in the morning it was about a warm 80 degrees, sitting there in the sand, took my shoes off, stuck my feet in the wet sand. It rained late last night, and sat there and played with toy trains in the sand for about an hour. Then I went to the neighborhood pool and swam some laps and basically didn't do much research for today's show. I thought I'd, And I was just stunned by the beauty of God's creation. I mean, the way those oak trees, those live oaks, those huge 200-year-old live oaks at that little park, the way they fan out, how it's like a hedge almost. You know, how you walk under them, and it's like a hedge. How straight they come out, and how green they are, and how beautiful they are, and just the golden light around them, and the green grass. And I was looking at little natural Texas hedgerows, or whatever they call those succulents, a type of little plant with yellow flowers. I was looking at how beautiful little doodlebugs and ants were, you know, like little miniature cities there in the grass. And then my children, how magical they are, and just how you can see the handiwork of God in their eyes, their little innocent faces, and the blue sky above me, and the majestic majesty of passenger jets. Think of how magical that would be to a primitive man flying above me. And I just looked at how nice everybody's cars were, and how blessed we all are, and how just wonderful life is and everything God's given us. And I just feel so close to God and so close to creation. I can feel my ancestors going back hundreds of generations. I can feel the suffering and the labor and the pain and the conflict and everything they went through. Can't you feel it? Can't you feel the survival mechanism beating in your breast? Can't you see how there's all this beauty and how, conversely, how ugly the new world order is? How horrible everything they do is. How they just, they are a black blight, a rotten, cankerous, scrofulous heap of stench. And I don't even hate them. I detest them. It's like I don't hate a rotten horse that's dead in the road that you got to tie a chain onto and drag out with a tractor down to a ditch. And you wonder why the coyotes didn't come and get rid of it for you. You know, you just don't want to look at the piles of maggots and the stench and the entrails all over the ground. You just want to get the job done and get it out of the way, and that's all I'm doing here. I can't believe how evil these people are. I mean, what type of people take young army corporals and march them into chambers telling them they're going to test the flu on them, and you nerve gas patriotic Americans and kill them? What type of government takes little kids and ready-age two-year-olds and tells their parents, oh, they just died on the x-ray table? Or then the kid starts, you know, having horrible brain lesions and flopping around with blood coming out their nose 2 days later, depending on what dose they got. And their fast-growing cells are all dying. There's blood pouring out their hind end. I mean, how does CPS in New York take little kids and feed them pesticide till they die? And how in the hell do they put that in the New York Daily News and the people aren't storming down there to grab those bureaucrats and take them out to the big oak tree and hang them? And what type of country do I live in that if I make a statement like that, that I know I can be arrested and charged for being a terrorist because I don't want to take little black kids and dump pesticide down their throats? And something's wrong with me because I don't like that and I'm threatened by that. Because I'm normal, folks. I've got aggressive instincts in me. I've got instincts to survive. My instincts are honed. They were honed when I came out of my mother. And I know you've all got those instincts too, and I don't know how they turned your instincts off. I don't understand it. I learned from their own statements and their own documents almost 15 years ago when I started really researching and waking up, on air for 12 years, I learned there was an elite that wanted to take my Second Amendment. That was really the first thing. And I learned there was an elite that wanted to get rid of my country's sovereignty, and I read their own textbooks, their own statements. And then I'd talk about it, and people would tell me that it didn't exist. But then I'd see people on the news saying it was good and we needed it. And I said, that's doublethink. That's mass mental illness. When if you say something's bad, then it doesn't exist and you're crazy. But if you say it's good, you're an intellectual. And so I set out to learn more, and I set out to find out who these people were, and I set out to find out how they were carrying out their plans. And I found out all about it. And every day I break through to some new level of evil. Every new atrocity I find, every new open admission of how they plan to kill most of us, and how they call us a bunch of scum and a bunch of slaves. And I'm sorry, they're a bunch of scum. And I want to bring them down. And I've got enough faith in you people out there, and you men and women out there, that you'd at least, you know, even if you don't believe me, you'd at least, this stuff's important enough, it sounds pretty important, doesn't it? You know, that you'd at least go check out what I'm saying. That you'd at least try to save yourself, save your family, do something about what's going on here. You know, I talk a lot about how I have to look at the people who carried out 9/11, Chertoff and Bush and all of them. I have to look at Gonzalez and all these people. I have to look at them up on television. I mean, what do they get? What is the King Commission, all involved with the Bin Ladens and on the Carlyle Group payroll? I mean, the conflicts of interest appointed by Bush. They're just gangster errand boys there to lie. And I look at them on television on Meet the Press this weekend. I was here at the office, and the TV was on. It was Meet the Press, and there was Keene and Hamilton up there, and I thought, what do you guys get? I mean, you get $5,000 suits and billions in the bank, and you get to go around and act all official and, you know, have a bunch of mistresses, and so what? I mean, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his eternal soul? And I know you guys can't be happy. I mean, you cannot, or I guess they're so alien to people like myself that I guess they do enjoy it. They like it. Just, I don't understand it. I just don't understand. These people will do anything for status. They'll sell their grandmother out for a piece of bubblegum. My grandfather would always say that. Some of those people, Alex, out there, they'll kill their own mother for a 5-cent stick of bubblegum. I never knew what he really meant by that, but it's true. There's people out there that they'll do anything for possessions just so they can then feel good about themselves and strut around like primitive peacocks. And again, I'm not even saying possessions themselves are bad, but really they're a hassle. You got to mess with them. You got to take care of them. I just don't get it. But what are the airports about? Then I'll go to your calls. I'll go to your calls and get into this ambassador saying we got government-sponsored terror, clearly, and that the latest terror alerts are propaganda. I'll get into another top former CIA analyst saying he didn't believe the 9/11 truth groups, but he finally, after 4 years, looked at it, and he can't believe it. It's all true, basically. Well, of course it's true. Everybody in their gut knows, if you've got any connection to reality, that 19 people controlled out of a cave didn't do all that. I mean, come on. I mean, just on its face, it's a joke. But you go in. Why do they arrest valedictorians? Because they have plastic Dixie knives, because they bring a cake to have a party for their teacher to say goodbye. Why do they arrest? It's always honor students. An honor student who you know, is in the eighth grade, who writes an article about his Marine Corps daddy and how he has an M16. You know, write a report about your parents. Of course, another facet to that, those reports are now done on computers, and those reports are really scrutinized by the feds and go into databases about your kids. Oh, you didn't know that? Yeah, told you about it 5 years ago. It's now mainstream news, side issue. Oh, you didn't. Yeah, that's why they want the internet in all the schools. Everything that your kids write is put on a database. That's why they have you write reports about your parents and what's in the medicine cabinet and all the rest of it. And tell us about your dad, your mom. What do they do for a living? Tell us about their career. It's a Soviet-style report on your parents. They got it into the database originally, quote, to search for plagiarism. It started 5 years ago with a federal grant. Then they admit they also cross-referenced it for violence terms. We can't have that. And there are analysts, after AI computer systems designed by the NSA, similar to what's used to read your email, go through it, and then it's collated and redirected and right down to the principal's office, who then acts on it, never thinks why he's under federal direction. The majority of schools now. Oh, see, that's a whole other facet I never got into for you. See, that's why I'm so frustrated, folks. I know so much because this is all I do. And I know you could know even more than I do if you just spent 4 or 5 hours a day researching. It's so horrible. But I'm sorry. I haven't even gotten to the airports yet, you see. But see, that's part of it. Why do they do ridiculous things like arresting valedictorians for bringing in a, you know, a little box where there's 10 spoons, 10 forks, 10 knives? Arrested. Stripped of their diploma. I see those cases every few weeks. It's meant, zero tolerance is meant to be mindless. The principal, we're real sorry, she's real good, but the officers were right to take her into custody. She'll just be on probation now, and we'll let her go to summer school and still get her, but it'll be in her record when she goes to college. It's about getting you into the criminal system, but it's about doing the going to a toy store and harassing a toy store seller with Homeland Security, arresting homeless people under the Patriot Act. It's meant to be ridiculous. It's not, people go, well, they're just dumb. The government's dumb. That won't stop terrorists. It isn't meant to. If they can automatically do incredible, stupid things and have you comply with it, the sky's the limit. See? This is all psychological warfare. We'll be right back.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
are together in history. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. It's been said, and it's true, that you're not truly alive until you're ready to die. And it's absolutely true. When you stop living in fear and you start living in purpose, when you start taking action and standing up for the little people and building things and being strong and not selling out, it is so fulfilling. And in closing with the TSA discussion, then we'll come back and go to everybody's calls, open phones today, for everyone that's holding. It's meant to be ridiculous. There's all these headlines and Jay Leno making jokes and don't bring on your lipstick, you're a terrorist. And if the government, and they've done this for thousands of years, they know this. If they can make you do ridiculous, stupid things and follow it and not question it and be trained to sit there and accept being screamed at while you're told to do it, even though you know it's ridiculous, you'll follow anything there on out. A lot of military training's like that. They'll tell you to do something really stupid. You'll ask why. They'll scream at you until you shut up and just follow orders. And to see my fellow red-blooded Americans and red-blooded Westerners, we have an illustrious past, my friends. Barbarous indeed, but illustrious. Look at, I love all the civilizations that have come and gone, but I look at Western civilization, it's been amazing. And I see it being domesticated completely and our people being turned into little cowardly creatures. And I know, you know, you just want to get to the airport, you just want to get where you're going, you want to get on down the road and make money for your family, but it's getting to the point where we've got to just coldly, when they're being rude to us, say, hey, don't be rude to me. You don't have a right to do that. I want your name. And I'm going to file a complaint on you. And you know what? They may scream at you more and go ahead and slam you down to the ground. But if all of us or 10% of us start doing this, they're going to quit real fast and they're going to be afraid each time they do that. But you got to be cold about it. You get real hot, they think they got you. Just be like, I don't appreciate you treating me like a slave. You need to have a little bit of respect for the American people. I want your name. I want your supervisor's name. Do you understand? And if we've got 48% of the American people believing 9/11 is an inside job, that's Zogby, not Scripps Howard News Service, well, I guarantee you they've had major polls. I've seen them where 76, 78% of people are against biometrics, and that's just what they know about it. What if we all just start saying no? What if we all start speaking up and getting aggressive? You know, this little bitty tiny percent has intimidated us. It's like one chihuahua intimidating a pack of Great Danes. And I, for one, am tired of it. What if we start asserting ourselves against them? Because that's all this is. This is domestication training. And, of course, the goon enforcing this on you, they don't know. They're just low-grade morons getting $10 an hour. Okay? So that's how this works. We'll come back and take your calls.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.